There's a new challenge to the Bush administration's restrictions on who may visit the United States. The USA Patriot Act revived something known as the ideological exclusion provision. In other words, it's the right to deny someone a visa because of their political views. Now, three academic groups and the ACLU are suing, charging that provision is unconstitutional. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
Tariq Ramadan is the grandson of the man who founded Egypt's Muslim Brotherhood. Critics accuse him of giving intellectual aid and comfort to terrorist groups. Supporters contend he's a moderate who routinely condemns terrorism. In 2004, Ramadan was set to take up a post at Notre Dame, but at the last minute, his visa was revoked. The Department of Homeland Security cited a counterterrorism provision of the Patriot Act. Ramadan has tried for a visa several times more to no avail.
He is a link, it seems to me, in post-9/11 America to the Islamic world and the kind of Islamic scholar we need to learn from.
Roger Bowen heads the American Association of University Professors, which filed suit last month on behalf of Ramadan. Bowen points out Ramadan is now at Oxford University. And last year, Prime Minister Tony Blair invited him to sit on a panel aimed at curbing Islamic extremism in Britain. At a conference last week on law and immigration, Bowen asked, "This is a man who supports terrorism?"
He is extremely critical of America's role right now in the Middle East, the war in Iraq, the war based upon a series of misrepresentations by the administration. Ramadan is opposed to that. Is that any reason to exclude him from an American classroom? We think this is Kafkaesque.
Jamil Jaffer of the ACLU says the wording of the Patriot Act clause is so broad it could easily be misused. Jaffer says, looking back now, the use of ideological exclusion provisions during the Cold War seems ridiculous.
They were used, for example, to exclude Nobel laureates Gabriel Garcia Marquez, Pablo Neruda, Dario Fo. They were used to exclude NATO Deputy Supreme Commander Nino Pasti, who was then a prominent campaigner for nuclear disarmament. And we're worried that the current ideological exclusion provision will be used and is being used in exactly the same way to exclude people whose political views the government disfavors.
The Department of State declined to comment for this story. But James Edwards, an adjunct fellow with the Hudson Institute, defends ideological exclusion in general. In an argument akin to the theory of preemptive war, Edwards says it's too risky for the U.S. to be able to deny visas based only on someone's actions.
We ought to be able to keep them out or kick them out, as the case may be, not only if they're making converts to a cause or raising funds directly or building the bombs, but if they're the ones who are promoting that ideology that is out to destroy the United States.
Supporters of Tariq Ramadan, meanwhile, are doing all they can to blunt the effect of his denied visa. Ramadan remains a popular speaker at U.S. academic gatherings, appearing via video conference. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.